All right, let us begin. Carol, if you'll lead us, Carol, in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're working with new mics today, so we hope to have no problems and be heard, other than they're biting at us. So, introduce myself, Bob Anderson from Healdsburg, other members of the board, Mike Dunker from Rio Dell, Heidi Harris is en route and will be joining us, Bill Massey, Forestville, David Norn, Sebastopol, John Corbett, McKinleyville, Carol Dean, Santa Rosa, Jeff Hales, Eureka. We have any ex parte communication?
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Hale.
Yesterday, actually, I attended a property tour with Gary Reinierson for Green Diamond. We were touring their property in the Little River drainage and portions of Redwood Creek to see, observe and discuss timber harvest operations, road maintenance, and portions of their habitat conservation plan.
Okay. Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting, I have met with county and state officials, and I have been at the state board dealing with my favorite topic of sewers and small systems.
Self-described favorite topic, I guess. Okay. Before we get into public meeting portion, we turn to board member Norn, I believe, has.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm actually going to come down here to do this. I'm very happy to recognize a regional board staff person, and I have a prepared statement. I'd like to announce a special award for one of our employees. Today we recognize Terry Carell, Management Services Technician with a Superior Accomplishment Award for work. You're going to smile after.
Waiting for the smile.
I think it's coming.
For her work supporting the regional board term assigned to the Pacific Lumber Company litigation. The litigation involved regional board and Pacific Lumber Company is complex, has been quite lengthy with rigorous requirements for document handling. Terry continues to be an instrument in providing administrative support to parties involved in the litigation, and her work is superior, providing the extra level, of control in the sensitive matter. She worked beyond the normal workday to produce essential documents, prepare reports and orders, and oversee file management in this case. She performed these extra duties while serving as a lead person in the administrative support unit. She's been a valuable team member in the unit, understands administrative policy and procedures and the need to provide timely and accurate secretarial support to technical, administrative, and executive staff. Because of Terry's expanded involvement in this matter, she learned new skills in word processing, graphics, web-based applications. She not only accepts a task, but takes full ownership of the task. Join me in congratulating Terry as an excellent member of our team who works her part to meet organizational needs. She shows outstanding initiative and creative problem-solving skills and has a special talent to gain cooperation from individuals who may have initially have difficulties with regional board's mission, procedures, schedules, and documents. Way to go, Terry.
Yeah. Give her a microphone.
We'll pay later for this.
She was trying to smile when she left.
So is it on? The green light is on.
All right. Before we begin, I'm going to ask, I understand David has another. This one won't be the same.
Excuse me. Mr. Chair, I've been asked to enter into the record an important statement in that in previous MS4 workshops, because I have worked on this project as a consultant, that to provide a basis for my standing to be able to work on it today, I'd like to read a short statement. When we had a workshop on stormwater NPD SPR meeting back in June of last year, I had indicated that I would not be participating because of a potential conflict of interest based on the fact that my employer, EBA Engineering, has a contract to perform stormwater sampling for Sonoma County and Sonoma County Water Agency. Since that time, our council has had the opportunity to review the Fair Political Practices Commission's regulations governing conflict of interest and has determined that my employer's contract for sampling of stormwater does not create a disqualifying conflict of interest, and I can participate in the decision-making on the MS4 permit. Council has prepared a memo on this issue, and it is available in the public file on this matter, and council can provide copies of that memo to anyone interested. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We will go ahead now with the hearing. This is time and place for hearing by the California Region Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region to discuss the draft.